The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Now open at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point in Kensington, or shop online, petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Adam in London. What's all this business about election threats, Adam?
Yes, we've sort of touched on this before, but a bit of flesh on the bone with this. You may remember the murder of the British Labour MP Joe Cox on the street by a white supremacist just before the Brexit referendum. Well, a BBC report tells us that 87% of MPs here has confessed they've suffered some sort of abuse or intimidation while on the election campaign trail. Now, we're not talking about somebody just shouting moron at you in the crowd. Nearly 9 in 10, therefore, say they have received death threats, verbal abuse, vandalism, horrible graffiti, twisted presence in the post, or online intimidation. One MP called it organised nastiness, which I think doesn't quite really do it justice. Another MP says he stopped using Twitter. Plenty have stopped using Facebook because of the abuse they get. Some have increased their own security. There's a parliamentary review on this whole thing, which will come out in a couple of months or so, but it feels really ugly somehow.
Absolutely. I'm always fascinated about Ryanair. I used to think that, you know, you got a seat on Ryanair by being the fastest person to run around the plane, and then they loaded you up the first 10 up the steps you went. So what are they in trouble with?
That's about right. The no-frills airline.
Yeah.
It won't be very long before they start charging you for an extra lung full of air. You can breathe the one, but if you go for two, that'll cost you. And they are the optional extra airline. Well, it seems the optional extra now might be the pilot as well. They've admitted they have so seriously messed up their staff holiday schedule that they haven't got enough staff, including enough pilots. So, yesterday, Ryanair cancelled 80 flights, today about 50, and in fact they say that they've got their holiday schedule so badly wrong, Ryanair is going to have to cancel 40 to 50 flights a day for the next 6 weeks. So, while the pilots go on holiday, about 300,000 passengers are not.
Oh, you can't beat Gilchrist. You are too clever. Great reporting, Adam. Lovely to talk to you. See you tomorrow. Adam Gilchrist in London.